Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Mark German, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. How about you, man?
Lovely, lovely. Cannot complain at all. We are doing well. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, talking about this week's Voice of Prophecy lesson. It's a question has been asked before, some 2,000 years ago, one Nicodemus going to the Messiah, asking him that question: What do we need to do to be saved? And so we often talk about the gift of salvation and Christ as our Savior. But the question that we are asking today, as it was asked that many moons, is what is it then that we need to do from being saved? And saved from what? Perhaps it's necessary for us to appreciate the magnitude of the gift of salvation, to understand exactly what we are being saved from. So, my elder, please take us through today's lesson. What is the great need that we must understand?
There are four areas we need to understand. First of all, we need to know, we need to understand that we are to be saved from sin.
Mm.
And we'll also discuss that we need to be saved from the broken relationship with God, because sin did not just offend God, but by doing contrary to God's will, there was also a gap that came between man and God. So there is a need to be saved from the broken relationship that came through sin.
Mm.
And we also need to be saved from the eternal death, that is the penalty for sin, as well as to be saved from the sin itself through the unhappy circumstances we find ourselves in through sin. So in the first place, I think it's quite important for us to understand that we need to be saved from sin, and first discuss how many have sinned. Is it just a certain race, the educated or uneducated? How many have been involved in this act of unrighteousness called sin?
Mm.
And so in Romans chapter number 3, verse 23, we read, say, oh, meaning to say, both black and white, educated and uneducated, rich and poor, all people have sinned in the fall short of the glory of God. Meaning to say, each of us, in one way or another, have been involved in this act of sin. We have lied. Some of us have cheated. We have the history of sin. And from that history of sin, we need someone to save us, who is Jesus. But then there is also a need to understand that sin is not just something that happens helplessly, but it's a choice we do. And the Bible defines sin in 1 John chapter number 3, verse 4, to say, he who commits sin transgresses the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. So, yes, which law? The holy law of God, the Ten Commandments, the oracles of God. So it is the law that reveals the character of God. And by breaking the law that comes from the heart of God, we broke his heart, we broke the law of love, and we sinned. Because sin can only be measured by the law. And so we need to be saved from this virus called sin, because it is this sin that brought diseases in the world. It is the sin that brought divorces. It is sin that brought, you know, floods and all the calamities we know are happening in the world. The wars, you know, the killings, and all those problems we face in this world. It is a sin. And there is no other power without or within that can save us from sin except that of Christ. Of course, we can discuss that tomorrow, but then we need to be saved from sin first. And how many have sinned? We all have sinned. And what is sin? It is the transgression of the law. In other words, the unrighteous side of life, doing contrary to God's will. And so, yeah, the first section we need to be saved from sin.
Hmm. Yeah, it's we need truly to be saved from sin. Now, if we are saved, from sin, are we then being saved from death as well?
Yes, like I said, in Genesis chapter number 2, verses 16 to 17, God says, of all the fruits in the garden you can freely eat, but of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof, ye shall surely die. Mm. God said, if you eat, you will die. But then, when you go to Genesis chapter number 3, after consuming the forbidden tree, having the forbidden fruit, you will find that thorns began to grow in the animals, started eating each other. Mm. And there was that, in other words, the leaves would fall from the trees, the branches. It was just the earth was, the world was just in chaos. Mm. Because of sin. But at the beginning, God said that the wages of sin is death. But you can see the result did not just affect humanity, it affected the whole universe, the whole world, you should say, the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so death is the penalty for sin. That was proclaimed by God himself at creation when he gave Adam the freedom to eat from the fruits of the tree, except from one tree. And so when you are saved from sin, you are not just being saved from the sin itself.
Mm-hmm.
You are also saved from the penalty, which is eternal death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so you can be saved from death by making the choice to receive the free gift of salvation. That is why in the Bible, Romans chapter 6, as we say, it says, but the wages of sin is death. But then Jesus says, but the gift of God is salvation through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So here is death, eternal death, as the result of sin. And for those who wanted to escape, who want to run away from it, having given them their lives to Christ, to God, they stand the chance to be saved also from sin as well.
Mm.
I mean, from death as well.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you are saying that we definitely are saved from sin and death, but people die still today. I mean, the people who died today.
Yes, that is why I said from eternal death.
Eternal death. Yes, that's important.
Yes,
that's
eternal
important.
Death. Okay, if I steal a chicken today, surely somebody reports me to the police.
Mm.
The government will come. The police will come and arrest me. I have to face the judgment. I have to go to court where the judge will decide, okay, you will spend so much years or so much time in jail. Now, the fact that the judge decides otherwise, say, okay, we have forgiven you, it doesn't mean I did not break the law.
Mm.
It doesn't mean I did not face the aftermath of my act. So death, we all will face death because we have the history of sin. But what we are talking about here is eternal death.
Ah, I get you.
Yes.
I get you.
Yes, eternal death. Having given our lives to Christ, having accepted the free gift of salvation God is giving the universe through Christ, we stand the chance to be rescued from this death. That's why we have the resurrection of the faith. If in Daniel chapter number 12, verses 1 up to 3, I believe, the Bible says there will be two resurrections. Some will rise to everlasting life, and some will be resurrected to eternal death.
Mm.
And so there is eternal death, which cannot be escaped by those who have not given their lives, but can be escaped by those who have given their lives. So we both gonna die, you and I, all face death someday. But the good news is, if you die in Christ, if you die having received him, you will stand the chance to escape that eternal death.
Mm. Yeah, now you are saying that I will have the chance to escape that eternal death if I am saved. Am I saved now, or will I be saved at some point in the future? How does this salvation work?
You have to be saved today.
Oh, it's an immediate thing.
Yes, immediate thing. Now, Let me give you a quick example. You have football matches in your country. You have competitions. Let's say the league is played from this happens to be 25th August 2025. The competition runs to 25 January 2026. Now, after the competitions, the team which wins the competitions will be crowned on the 27th. Let's think together.
Mm-hmm.
The day they are crowned the champions, they are given the medals, 27th. Is it the day that they have won the competition?
Yeah, going to be the day that they win the competition, not so?
No, they won the competition already. This is just the presentation.
Ah, I get you.
You get the point now.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So, heaven is not a place whereby thieves will learn to stop stealing. People have to accept Christ today to live the life of heaven on earth. That is, they are saved today. So, they walk, they do their business knowing I belong to Christ. I am saved because I'm doing this because I am saved. That's why even when we are studying the Ten Commandments, you say, you know, John said we keep his commandments because they are good and they are not grievous. You know, for someone who has given his life to Christ, keeping the Sabbath is not a problem. He'll find it is a joyous thing to do. For a man who loves his woman, buying something for her is not something that will trouble his mind. But for someone who doesn't love the wife and the wife asks, okay, I need some money to buy a new dress, that man will give you money, but with bitterness in their heart. You get the point? Yes. So we are saved now. We have to be saved now. We have to live. We have to wake. We have to speak. We have to do whatever we are doing, but after we are saved. And so if we die, we are okay. We are good. We can escape this eternal death. It's not a matter of in the future life to say, okay, I'll be saved when Christ comes. No, Christ is not coming back for the second time. He's not coming for the second time to save people from sin. No, he's coming to claim those who have lived a life of a saved life, I should say, who lived an obedient life to the Lord. Yes.
Man, now, this knowledge of God's salvation, what does it mean for us today? What hope does it bring to the Christian?
When we think of death, when we think of the catastrophe that sin has brought in the world, you and I can agree that sometimes you wake, you live, you do your things, and it's just like, this life is useless. You don't understand. You don't get the purpose of living. So when we give our lives to Christ, this fear we have, these anxieties we have concerning death, the fears, they all fade and we live a hope of life. We know that after this life, after going to the grave, there is another life. And that's why Jesus himself in John chapter 10, verse 10 said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. In this life, God wants us to live happily. God wants us to be filled with hope. And this hope will take us to the grave and will go down in that dark dungeon, knowing that there is a day when we will face death no more in the world where we can live happily forever. And so there is hope in this theory of salvation, the hope that we can live today in this troublous life, but with hope and happiness.
Man, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always, always a pleasure having you on board. Once again, thank you so, so much for your time today.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Lovely. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.